Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plants, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak, will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to Hemp Present, the weekly radio show where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers, and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director for the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, celebrating its 25th year and found at hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book Protestival, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Transmitting from a fortified bunker under a ramshackle reefer radio warren at an undisclosed location deep within the rumbling bowels of underground Seattle, my goal is to spread the green flame of 420 truth in 30-minute increments. Today's guest joining me on Hemp Present in just a few minutes is medical marijuana patient, parent, and activist Inadina Stanger. Last October, Inadina Stanger waited in a South Weber, Utah parking lot as her husband did some shopping with her two young daughters. Inadina suffers from Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a rare, painful, and potentially lethal genetic tissue condition. And after trying a plethora of pharmaceutical drugs, like so many others, Stanger discovered that cannabis did wonders to manage her pain and discomfort. Staying behind in the family car in order to steal a few puffs of pot because that day she was experiencing the painful symptoms of her disorder, Inadina, who uses a wheelchair, lit a joint, took a few puffs off of it, and then rolled down the window to let the smoke out. A passerby smelled the cannabis wafting out of her car and called the police. By the time the cops had arrived, Stanger's husband had returned with the kids, which created a real problem for Inadina. The 27-year-old medical patient was promptly arrested, booked, and released after being charged with third-degree felony child endangerment and misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance. The felony charge was eventually dropped, but the conditions of the probation Stanger received prohibited her from using cannabis in the presence of minors. The family immediately relocated to the state of Colorado, where Stanger can legally treat the ravages of her condition. But the move has been challenging, as all of Stanger's friends and relatives still reside in Utah. But the most important reason for the family to have moved from Utah is the fact that Stanger's two daughters, Elena, 4, and Ava, 3, have also been diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and are already experiencing dislocated ankles and wrists, one of the early symptoms that leads to overly flexible joints and fragile skin. And Adina is a fighter, and she and her husband want to change the law so that other medical patients don't have to endure the shame, the embarrassment, and the stress and anxiety that a criminal conviction brings. Stanger is fighting against the stigma and marginalization that cannabis patients suffer daily under the specter of prohibition. She's decided to fight back against this madness, and she's joined me today. Welcome, Inadina, to Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. That was such an amazing intro. I don't know if I deserve all that, but thank you so much for letting me talk to you today.
My pleasure. Why don't you tell us about your condition? Is it Ehlers-Danlos syndrome? When did you receive the diagnosis, and what is this condition like for you?
Well, it's Ehlers-Danlos, you know, it's one of those things. And a lot of people call it EDS. And what for me, it's a really big spectrum. And that's one of the biggest things that I have to bring awareness to also, because people with fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis that have a little bit of flexible joints or hyperextensions, that can be EDS, Ehlers-Danlos, and or it could be my extreme where we've gone to every professional in the world that we've been able to have access to, And they've told us, we haven't ever seen this before. So it's like there's such a wide spectrum. The EDS can be the person walking down the street that you think isn't going through anything and they're putting hips in as they're walking. Or it could be me that I'm stuck in a wheelchair for right now. But, you know, that's still like there's an extreme. And I'm just on the really far end of the extreme. And unfortunately, my daughter's inherited this kind of crazy bombshell of EDS. And I mean, we've been researching it. We're going to be going to Seattle soon to get some more research done just to try to actually classify my form of EDS, because the doctors, like, nobody has any idea. The only way I know I'm alive is by the strength of God right now. So it's really a miracle day to day.
I assume that you have tried multiple alternative treatments other than cannabis. How did you discover that cannabis relieved your symptoms? Had you been medicating with cannabis for 1.5 years before you got busted? How has cannabis helped your condition?
Well, for me, it has completely changed my life. I started getting really bad symptoms when my youngest daughter was 4 months old. And for about a year, I don't even remember. It was like a mix of emergency rooms and like all of these seizures, and they put me on one medicine and I'd have to detox and it would just send my system into an overload. And so it was so hard for me and I missed so much. And that's not me. I don't lay down and I don't take a fight laying down. Like, I am a runner. I'm a yoga freak. I love karate. Like, I don't do that. And so I was like, there has to be a better way. And thankfully, because of my Mexican ancestry, I had always been taught, like, hey, you got a stomach ache, take some chamomile tea. If you have this, like, here's a mint for this. And it was never, for me, I never saw a plant as a drug. And I never had that in my mentality. So I never grew up like that. And so when people were like, hey, this could help, it was actually my husband that brought up the idea. I mean, we're God-fearing people and we're like, okay, we say no to drugs, you know, all that stuff. And I take care of my body and I always have. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't, you know, I exercise, I try to stay fit, I eat healthy. And we came across this natural thing. And I mean, I'm a hippie at heart and so is my husband. And we're like, hey, this is natural. This is a gift that is from Earth. And it has to be, like, there has to be something good from it. It's so much better than all the poisons that I had been taking.
So if you had merely popped an OxyContin or a Vicodin that day, nobody would have bothered you.
No, not at all. But the thing is, an OxyContin has sent me into the emergency room. I took Tramadol it was the last ditch effort to get pain medicine. I tried Tramadol that day. I vomited, passed out in the van, fell over, vomited, and my daughter just saw me fall over because I'm in the back seat in the wheelchair. And all of a sudden, they're like, Dad, Mom's gone. And by the time he stopped the car, came around, I had fallen out of my chair. He took me straight to the emergency room. And everybody was like, yeah, that was a drug-induced seizure. And I was, wow. And I started studying it. And it was because my nervous system, because collagen, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome affects the collagen. So the glue, the basic glue, fundamental glue that holds the body together on a cellular level is affected. And so my nervous system is the same way. So I've been studying and like my brainstem, so all of the joints are mobile. And because of that, it mimics a lot of other problems. And there's also problems in it, like MS symptoms. At first, people were like, well, it's MS, it's Parkinson's, because I was having seizures first. And my blood pressure was like so low. And then it was just unheard of. Like, it was like 30 something beats a minute. And I'm like, hey, this is why I'm passing out. But nobody put these things together. I had had endometriosis when I was younger. I was a runner and everybody said, oh, you have bad knees. That's why you got 3 knee surgeries in high school. No, it was all because people don't realize, just like when you go back to nature and see that there's a connection in everything, there's a connection in all of these illnesses, and there's a key to unlock that. And we know that it's the endocannabinoid system that gives relief to MS, to Alzheimer's, for Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And since I got back from Utah, I mean, we fought the political fight, we lost. When we came back from Utah, I got off of every pharmaceutical. I knew nature's way was the only way, and even better. And it was a little bit more than a week of withdrawals. And I was just like in my room, like crying because it hurt so bad. But I got off of it and cannabis worked better. I'm able to move around. And I just ordered Bruce Lee's fighting method. And I feel good enough that I am going. My dad taught me Taekwondo when I was little. And I am going to fight this thing back because I know that nature's way is better. I didn't eat chocolate. I didn't eat nuts. I didn't eat so many food because they said, oh, you have gastroparesis-like stuff. Here's a pill for that. Here's a pill for that. I was so scared to get off of the pills for that. Come to Colorado and everybody's amazing and natural. And there's a tea for that instead. There's a, like for caffeine, I don't like, there's an Amazonian tea leaf. Like there's all of these things. And with that, I got off of, I replaced every pharmaceutical with a natural means. And I am doing so much better.
You are an inspiration. I am talking to Inadina Stanger on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause because there's flaws in the laws. Listen to a word from our sponsors. We're just getting started, so don't go anywhere. Come right back.
Time to roll out for the people that let us Hemp Present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Northwest Alternative Health, Eugene's premier medical marijuana clinic, is proud to sponsor the Oregon Marijuana Business Conference. Are you prepared for the changes in the recreational and medical marijuana markets? The OMB presents the state's top industry experts, along with over 40 exhibitors, and features a keynote by Dr. Carl Hart. Also, tickets include a celebrity interview and private after party with the one and only Tommy Chong. Join us Sunday, April 24th at the downtown Eugene Hilton and be a part of Oregon's fastest growing industry. Check out OregonMBC.com for more details.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up!
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat? More flavor.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com. We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong Hemperer of Hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we are back on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio with Inadina Stanger. Inadina, what was the experience like of being arrested in a public parking lot? How did that all come down? How did that make you feel?
Well, it was honestly the worst moment of my life. And unfortunately, it'll probably be the first memory of my oldest daughter's life. So the story, like, we went and left the house because we were selling our house because of all this medical stuff and problems. And then it was just a last minute showing. We took everything out of the house because obviously you're not going to let people walk around in Utah with, you know, your medicine out. And so we took it. And thankfully, we had it because my vertebrates had fallen out. And so I sent my husband and both of my daughters into a store, and it was I was out in the parking lot in the middle of nowhere, like the windows were down. So I wasn't around anybody. And then they came back in, and I have to use potent strands, obviously, of cannabis. And so we had gone to another parking lot. And I had been popping in my bones, so I was doing better. But my oldest daughter's my little nurse, and she's like, I'm not leaving mom alone when dad goes and runs in to get like milk for us. And so she stayed with me, and I had not been using. And my husband and my youngest daughter went in really fast just to get some groceries because it still wasn't time to go back to our house yet. And then that's like literally we were pulling up with the vehicle, the person at the exact same time. Like I saw him eyeing us and like there was a little thing in the parking lot and then he walked right by the van. And right away I just got a sinking feeling and I called my husband and I was like, I don't feel right about this. Like I knew I wasn't using, but I know that there was a smell and all the windows were open. So there was no like secondhand or anything, but it was just a smell. And it's a, you know, very pungent odor. And so right within a few minutes, I had called my husband. I was like, hurry up. And things went too long in the store on his end. And I was just sitting there talking to my daughter and I wasn't even thinking about anything. And all of a sudden there was a cop car in front of us, a cop car behind us, and two officers came. And my daughter just, like, and I had a premonition. I was just like, something's not right. Something's not right. And I saw the cars, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's happened. Like,
How'd it make you feel to be busted in public?
It was a horrible, like, obviously, all of, like, everybody in the parking lot was around. The person that had called the cops on us was sticking around to make sure we had gotten our due, you know, and like everybody was there. And I was so embarrassed. I mean, we're in a big wheelchair van. My husband had been on national TV like the season before on American Ninja Warrior.
Did they take you in to the police precinct?
You know what? They would have. But my husband came out. I'm obviously Hispanic. I was sitting there. I didn't have makeup on. I didn't look, you know, I wasn't all dressed up or anything. And they were like, who's your husband? Who's your husband? And they saw some Hispanic kid coming out and they're like, is that him? Is that him? And I was like, no. And thankfully my adorable ninja white guy came out and the cops were like, oh, okay. And we'll talk to him. And they told my husband that they were going to charge me with child endangerment. And that they would charge him with child endangerment because I was hurting my kids because he was letting them like use this around me or around the kids.
Do you
like,
feel that your ethnicity is an issue in Utah?
Yeah. Like I know that there's always the boy who cried wolf and I will never say that. I never said that to the judge. And afterwards we had found out that it had played a role. Unfortunately it had. And that's the problem. It's like, I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care how sick you are, whether you're in a wheelchair or whether you're walking. Pain is pain.
Oh,
relief from suffering is relief. And the cop came up to me and he's like, you're just like a meth mom. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, this is the only way. I tried everything. My father is a lawyer. He was an FBI agent. He served his country well. I respect and honor the laws of the land. But as one of my favorite quotes is, on what basis can we morally resist tyranny? I say to you with all the fervor of my soul that God intended men to be free. Rebellion against tyranny is a righteous cause. And I believe that with every ounce of my soul, we are fighting a righteous cause because people need nature.
And Adina, you and your husband are Mormons, and the Mormon religion does not allow for inebriants, but you're using cannabis as a medicine. How do you think that cannabis should be treated by the Mormon church?
So, and I have talked, I thankfully have had the ability to talk to the best people in the church and the most high ups of the high ups. Because I have a very unique situation. And I tell you, it is not against the laws of God or any doctrine of the LDS church to use cannabis as medicine. Of course, just like any other thing, our bodies are sacred. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I physically try as much as I can to eat and exercise and do all of that stuff. And like, that's the thing. If there is a useful medicine for it, I'm sure that Robitussin, what is that? Alcohol. I need caffeine to raise up my heart rate. If I had to drink a coffee or pass out, the church understands. God understands. It's not a church of just laws and laws and laws. Like, it is a church of God, and God is love and compassion. Like, God is nature.
You know, I don't drink alcohol or use tobacco either. You all just picked up and left Colorado like 3 days after being arrested in Utah? Did you leave your belongings behind? I mean, what was that like, just picking up and leaving everything behind?
It was a nightmare. Our daughter had just started preschool. And, I mean, most people, it's not a big deal, but for my baby, it was. She was so excited, and we had just started preschool, and it broke her heart. Like, she had packed her show-and-tell bag to take with her, and she never got a chance to go back to school. You know, it was within 3 days. This happened October 1st, Thursday. That weekend, it was Sunday, we drove out, because me and my husband were just so scared. And the cop was like, no, this is child endangerment. It's not like a possession. I'll take that. Like, I took the plea for possession because, yeah, I get it. It's stupid law that it's makes it illegal.
Were the cops mean to you?
Yeah. At first, they were really, really rude. They didn't back off until they saw
the wheelchair. They had no compassion? They had no compassion?
No compassion. No compassion.
Your situation?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not about religion. It's not about race. It's not about anything. It's just about, we are all human beings. We're all souls. Like, that's we all deserve something to relieve suffering. And if it is a plant that won't harm you, as opposed to some pills that you're forced to take that put you in and out of emergency rooms, I'm sorry. My girls have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and I will not send them to the emergency room cycles that I know don't work. I am living proof. That's why I took myself off of pharmaceuticals, because I wanted to prove to my daughters that they will never, ever have to be slaves to some medical society that tells them this is what you have to take or you're going to die. No, God gave us cures for everything. If we look in the earth, if we look in the minerals, if we look in the animals and the compassion of other creatures, it's all here. We just have to look.
So true. And Adonna, you say on the day you were busted that your collarbones had separated. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like? Can you describe the sensation?
Honestly, aside from all the other pain, the collarbones separating, I'm just used to. At this point, like, that was the new thing for that week. My rib cage is totally mobile now.
You're talking about popping in your bones that day?
Yeah.
So your bones pop out of the joints?
Yeah. So with that, so because of all the soft tissue, all the damage to the collagen, the soft tissue doesn't hold anything. It's like rope that doesn't hold. So, and it's been dislocated so much. Like, my first thing that fell out was I was trying to pick up my daughter and my shoulder came out, like the whole shoulder. It just like was crazy. And within less than 2 years, every single bone in my body has become completely mobile. Like, that's why we don't understand. Like, my hip, my husband just twists in my femur like it's like a screw. Like, he's like, I just have to think of it like a car and then I can do it, you know? Like, he pops in my fingers, my neck. I mean,
what happens when you smoke pot? What does it change?
Everything. Honestly, it relieves the muscles. So the muscles are overstrained all the time because the tendons are so torn and shredded. So the muscles are always cramping. So when I have cannabis, the right strains of cannabis, it'll stop the muscle cramping. Because my brain stem is mobile now. So like at first they thought I had MS, and we've recently discovered there's a lot of MS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome links. And in the worst cases, like, it's all the same. Like, there's days that my brain stem has slipped and I'm a vegetable, literally a vegetable. I can't move anything. I can't even talk. My husband has to do everything for me. And then there's days that, because of just amazing miracles and because of cannabis and because of natural healing, I can play with my daughters. The first time I have twirled my daughters was this last weekend when I finally got off the pharmaceuticals and trusted in nature. for the first time, I was crawling on the floor twirling my babies. And they were so happy. And if any other child can get that, if anybody else can deal with that pain through this, that's all we need.
Really profound stuff. I am talking to Inadina Stanger. We're going to take another quick pause, listen to some moments of words from our sponsors, and come right back with our final questions. Stay with us.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News, presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show, or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we are back for the final segment on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio with Inadina Stanger. So, why do you think that cannabis would be considered so powerful and dangerous by the United States government? What do you think this is all about?
I think it's what everybody works on. If you're not living, if working for love, you're working on fear and hate and greed. It's just the opposite of what we're trying to do. All we want is freedom. This country originally was founded on freedoms of all men and women being equal. Doesn't matter how sick you are, doesn't matter what you can do, everybody is equal. And anybody that's going to lead people by fear, anybody that's going to take away people's ability to just put in a hard day's work, because sometimes it is freaking hard to get out of bed, but it's hard to be loving. It's hard to speak truth. It is hard to fight greed, but it's just that. If we are willing to fight for what is right, if we're willing to stand up and say, we're not going to take somebody that's going to lead us by fear. We're not going to take somebody that's going to take all our hard work and throw it away. This country, my forefathers came to this country and risked their lives so that we could live free. My father fought for freedom so that I would not be discriminated against. I fight for freedom so that my daughters will never feel this fear again.
What would you say if there's somebody out there who's in a situation like you are, and I only have a few seconds, what would you say to somebody in a situation like you in a state looking for relief?
Be the change you wish to see in the world. Gandhi, do it.
Awesome.
You can.
Inadina Stanger, you are an inspiration. Your struggle that you're going through is the reason that we fight this struggle every day for people just like you. It's such a pleasure talking to you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, you and your wonderful family. I hope that you'll check in with us when you come to Seattle. and think about coming to Seattle Hemp Fest. Thank you so much for being on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. Good luck with all of your endeavors.
Thank you.
Now I want to get to a weekly feature of Hemp Present on CannabisRadio.com, and that's the quote of the week, and here it is. The evidence is overwhelming that marijuana can relieve certain types of pain, nausea, vomiting, and other symptoms caused by such illnesses as multiple sclerosis, cancer, AIDS, or by the harsh drugs sometimes used to treat them, and it can do so with remarkable safety. Indeed, marijuana is less toxic than many of the drugs that physicians prescribe every day, and that is Jocelyn Elders, MD, the former U.S. Attorney General. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. Email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I'll give that email again in a few seconds. I want to thank my power peeps in the control room, Hannah and Brasco. All the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers join me next week for some more cannabis confabulation and reefer repartee with some hempy hero on a journey to justice, because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy, and don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plant, is performed by Sticker Bush, sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro, because I'm out.
Marijuana, THC, sweet sativa.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.